with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along to Breakfast Rolls with Cooper and Una, your podcast. And it's like a mashed up, shorter version of the show. But you can listen any day you like. Weekdays, obviously. Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. We kick it off nice and early. And we were chatting this morning to Ella, who was in for Una. And I was asking her about an object that was on her hand. She broke her damn thumb.
Oh my days, I just realised it's just sunk in. Second half of the new season of Wednesday is out on Netflix today.
Are you watching it?
Yeah, loving it.
I've watched a couple of episodes of Wednesday in general. Like, I haven't actually sat down and watched it, but every time I see a clip on TikTok, I'm like, this is so good.
It is so good. And the fact that the new season is all filmed in Ireland, there's a couple of buildings that they did elsewhere, but most of it is filmed in Ireland. You're like, oh, I know that place. Oh, I know that place.
Oh, I was there.
Yeah. Come here. Ella, thank you so much for coming in and looking after you in the spot today. You've a big blue thing on your arm.
Yeah, so I broke my thumb.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
I spent a couple of hours in the fracture clinic yesterday. I got hit in a camogie match in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise the extent of the break until I went into the doctors in my hometown, and they were like, you need to get an x-ray on that. When I got an x-ray, they said it was broke. Went into the fracture clinic and they were like, yeah, you're in a cast now for 5 to 6 weeks, and it's blue and it's really annoying.
Yeah. How hard is it? Is it like proper hard cast?
Oh yeah, like, can you hear that?
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's my cast.
I'm a bit disappointed that it's that we can't sign it unless we can get glitter pens.
I know. See, I was going to go for the white one, but that I knew it would be filth, so.
Donald, go out to get glitter pens. You know those glitter pens?
We need them.
Yeah. And the Popsa white pens.
Oh my god, if you get them, you can absolutely sign my cast. Just don't write anything inappropriate on it, please.
We'll see.
I'm totally drawn some. I can't see
what
it on
are
the radio.
You drawing? Yeah.
I'll draw you a picture, right? And I'm drawing this on your cast.
Okay.
And you won't know.
I'm scared. Okay, I'll describe it to everyone.
Cooper's great at art, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
There. But just his eyes and nose.
Ah, so it's a smiley face in the shape of an eggplant and tomato?
Yeah.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
How have you been coping with actually getting ready now?
Not well. So this morning I just got up my usual time for coming in for breakfast, right? But I didn't factor in, because my fingers are actually like free, I was like, this is grand.
Yeah.
Like, this is so fine. But I actually can't move my thumb, and I'm not sure if you know this, but your thumb is actually vital.
Oh, it's pretty important.
It's very important.
Especially when you're picking things up.
It was trying to brush my hair. Which I found really hard, which clearly I didn't do a good job at. And like,
on one side of it is perfect, the other side
is just, it's cupped. And then another, this is so stupid, but like, obviously I only got the cast on yesterday, so I went to get in the shower this morning, but I don't have any of the plastic bags, so I literally hopped in and I was like, oh shoot, crap, like, I can't get this wet, so I had to hop back out. It was a whole thing, to be honest. It was a bit of a disaster, but at least that's this morning out of the way, and now I'm going to know for the next 5 to 6 weeks that I'm getting up even earlier.
So 5 to 6 weeks you have the cast on for your bone to heal. I think that your cast needs its own TikTok channel.
Oh really? Like cast state?
Yeah.
And how it grows and changes,
dirty.
See how manky it gets and everything like that. What do you do when it gets itchy? Do you know?
Yeah, and do you know what? In there, they're like, do not stick anything down your cast. Not that I planned on doing so.
How many times have you been told to not stick something somewhere and you've stuck it anyway? Huh?
Yeah, I know it. Let me lift you up.
With Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolls.
With our game, our survey says, brought up loads of kind of nostalgic things about when you went on visits to farms and you touched electric fences, which you shouldn't do. They're there for a reason. Also, don't be licking batteries either. This was the question that was asked this morning and these were your guesses.
iRadio's survey says, with Kevin Egan Cars.
What is our survey saying this morning, Donald Scally?
Today, survey says 61% of people say they have done this in the past out of curiosity.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
61%. Quite a big percentage. What have they done?
Una isn't here today, but she left a note.
My God. Yeah, out of curiosity, yeah. That'd be a higher percentage than 61%, maybe, that have done it.
This is a tough one. I suppose let's try and get some WhatsApps in. 0871 102 107. Read the horoscope if you're not into it. I know.
Oh,
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but I know you're into it.
You're like Una, aren't you?
I like the astrology and whatnot.
Yeah. No, it's not that.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I was going to say, read your partner's messages.
Oh yeah.
Just out of curiosity, for the crack, not even that you were suspecting of anything, just why not? I
wonder who he's chatting to, what's going on
what's
here?
What's going on here, yeah.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Oh, is he sending a picture of his food to him or her?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Why is this folder locked? What's inside? Okay, that's not it, huh?
No.
Okay, 087-110-207. What do you reckon the answer is to this survey?
61% of people say they've done this in the past out of curiosity.
Why do I think it's going to be so many rude messages coming in? All right, what's our survey asking this morning, Donald?
Survey says 61% of people say they've done this in the past out of curiosity. What have you done?
All right, WhatsApp's coming in on 087-110-207.
No, you lads, no, it's probably something like picking your belly button or looking at it or something.
I'd say it's higher than that.
Yeah.
That'll be 90-odd%, yeah. That's not the answer.
If there was one part of my body I would change, it would be my belly button.
Do you not like the look of it?
It was cut too short.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like it's a cavity.
Oh, okay. So it's a real innie.
Yeah, I remember when the kids were younger, I said, don't stare in that, it'll swallow you. Swallow you up.
Yeah, mine's real innie as well.
It was really?
But I got it pierced.
Did you?
Yeah, so it just looks pretty.
Yeah, I got mine pierced and it ate whatever day I got pierced with. Just went down. Lost forever. Lost a whole bottle of Tippex in there one day.
Did you?
I did. All right. Is that it? No?
It's not that, no.
Morning, guys. I reckon 61%, not including me, have checked their poop out of curiosity.
Checking your poop out of curiosity.
For a piece of corn and such things, yeah.
People who say not including me definitely includes them.
Yeah. I think...
like 1,000,000%.
You know, not being crude, but I think everybody just does it anyway.
Yeah. I think you should do to check you're healthy and all the rest
of it. You know, somebody who's not a doctor, I'd say just check it anyway.
Yeah.
You never know what you might find.
I don't remember eating
Tippex
that.
Ball. All right.
No. Morning, guys. Tommy here in Roscommon.
Hey, Tommy.
Is the answer to Scotty's Alley today grab an electric fence or...
Hang on a second. Let's discuss that. Electric fence.
Fence, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've all done that. That's part of growing up in Ireland, yeah.
Don't do it. But, yeah, it was part of growing up.
Like the ones that keep the cows in and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
There's just a little current. You get a shock.
Because sometimes I was always like, I wonder, is it actually on?
Just to check.
Like, is it reverse psychology?
Yeah, for the cows.
Like, do the cows actually think it's on? So I'll test it.
If you hold hands with, like, four or five people and one at the end touches it, the one at the far end will get the biggest shock.
Yeah, I remember we went on a school trip and our teacher made it to primary school and our teacher made us all hold hands on the farm and we're walking along and whoever was on the end, basically, like, my teacher would grab the electric fence and the current would run through the entire class and the person at the end would go, what?
Yeah.
It's definitely part of growing up. It's not that, no.
Okay, all right.
Put a pin or something into a socket to see if you get...
Jesus, stop sticking your fingers and pens and sockets and stuff. Don't do that.
That's a different level now. Yeah.
Somebody also said lick a battery. Also, don't lick a battery.
Yeah, guys. Like, why are all the things we do out of curiosity, like, life-threatening?
That gives you a shock, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is why girls live longer than lads, because lads just do these
mad things.
Stupid things. Don't do any of them. Thanks very much. All right, one more guess.
Morning. It's Ricky here in Sligo.
Ricky!
The answer to Scotty's Alley would hardly be trying to get in contact for Larry to get a couple of them apart.
Hey!
Uh-huh. Hello, we'll be Googling their name.
Googling their name.
Oh, yeah. He's got... you have got the right answer, Ricky, today. Well done.
Oh, wow.
It is 61% out of curiosity have Googled themselves to see what comes up.
No way.
And the old pictures that you forgot about, things
has
you don't want
to
see.
It has to be higher than 60%.
61%.
It has to be higher than 60%. You're Googling me.
Yeah, I am.
You might get Christian rapper.
It's the pictures that come up without the beard that freak me out.
Also, do you know what? It's even freaked me out more that Ella can't spell my name.
There's nothing wrong.
Stevie.
Have you put PH? R-E-V-E. Have you gone for the PH?
Yeah.
Oh.
That makes a lot of sense, though. It does. That you're Stevie.
There you go. There I am.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
how you doing?
How are you getting on?
Blind date 2002. Wow.
Yeah.
Major slay, Cooper.
Did you see, if you scroll back up again, yeah? See the guy with the leather jacket? Or Born to Do, that guy. It's another guy called Stephen Cooper. He's a rapper in America, a Christian rapper, and he reached out to me and goes, can you please change your name? Any of our music releases keep getting mixed up on Spotify and stuff, and I'm like, no! I was releasing music before you and I was born before you, so...
Therefore, I will continue to do before you.
He is a much bigger artist than me, you know? Like, he's done track with Akon and everything like that. I'm like, yeah, alright, whatever, cool. Are you
on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolls.
We are loving Rhyme It, and so are you too. The queue of people to get in and play is phenomenal. We love it. If you want to have a go, 087-1102-107. All you got to do is rhyme your answer with the word that we give you.
We want to try and get you to win loads of tasty prizes this morning, and a play. Oh, I thought he was from actually. It's not. James, whereabouts are you from, buddy?
Sligo,
and you are a postman.
Yeah.
Good morning, James. How are you today?
Morning. Not too bad.
Good, good. You are up with stupid o'clock like the rest of us here working this show.
I know. It's not fun, but it has to be done.
It is the best fun, man. Like, come here, can I ask you, even in the depths of winter, if I was a postman or a postperson, I would be wearing shorts all the time. Not to be a pervert.
No.
What are you wearing?
Just trousers. I don't think I could wear shorts to work. It wouldn't feel right.
Why not, man?
I don't know. I just couldn't do it.
They're casual.
Well, like, yeah, we're a bit too casual.
Yeah.
Oh, cry. Well, I wear shorts when it's hot. Oh my God, what is that?
You're allowed to, Cooper. Oh,
I am allowed to. Our timer has started without us realising. That is absolutely frightening. Everybody stop panicking. All right. The game is called Rhyme It, and that has really thrown me now. So,
okay.
What we want to do is give you a timer and get you to rhyme the... Sorry, there we go. All right, I got my clock ready to go.
Good stuff.
Anyway, James, Rhyme It. Do you know how the game plays?
Roughly, yeah.
All right, we're going to give you 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. And what you're going to do, you're going to rhyme it with the word that we give you. So every answer has to rhyme with that word, all right?
Okay.
So the word that you've got to rhyme with is fake.
All right. Right.
All right, yeah. F-A-K-E. Alice got your questions. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Time starts now.
Okay, James, these animals slither around.
Snake.
A piece of chocolate in your ice cream.
Like.
If someone dies, you may go to the.
Wake.
On your birthday, you eat this.
Cake.
When you drop a glass, it tends to.
Break.
To play the mar. Okay, I have no idea what that is. You kill a vampire with one of these pieces of wood. A man's name.
Jake.
Who sings One Dance?
Drake.
Time is up.
Oh my God.
When did we get there?
That was
incredible.
Another score of 8. Another score of 8. Whoa! That is incredible. So you have matched with Claire, who got 8 on Monday. So if nobody gets a higher score than that, yourself and Claire will be put into a hat and we'll draw one of your names out to win the mystery prize, which is the iRadio goodie bag with all the mystery bits and pieces in there. Well done, James.
Yeah, James, you did fantastic there.
I'm just glad I didn't lose.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing. Nobody likes to lose, you know what I mean?
No,
do you know what I mean?
No.
You'd be walking around every single door you'd be going to today, they'd be like, oh, that's James.
It's a shame.
Yeah, shame.
Hanging my head in shame all day.
The shame bell would be out in Sligo.
I must say, these questions and answers were very creative, so hats off to ye.
Yeah,
well done, everyone.
Good buzz. Well done, Donald.
Thank you very much.
You kill a vampire, one of these pieces. Like, a fair play for getting that one, James.
That was added in to throw you, but they didn't throw James.
No.
James is a vampire hunter in his spare time, apparently.
Yeah, when I get off.
Yeah. All right, look after yourself. Take it easy, man. And put some shorts on. Put some shorts on. Enjoy life.
Oh, right?
I can't. I'm not on your level.
you don't have legs like this guy. All right.
No. One day.
Someday. Just do squats, man. Okay, bye.
Bye.
If you like to play and have a go, just like James did there, 087-1102-107. If you reckon you can beat 8, that was a good display of how Rhyme It works. 087-1102-107.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
The whole country held their breath with their phone open looking at Ticketmaster as Electric Picnic tickets went on sale this morning. Absolutely carnage on Ticketmaster. I couldn't even get in. One of the lads here, Paul in work, he was, there was 22 odd thousand in front of him, so he just gave up. But we were talking about what guests we reckon are going to be on EP for 2026.
Calvin Harris, former previous appearer on Electric Picnic.
Yes.
Well, last year, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, EP tickets 2026 go on sale in 12 minutes' time.
Crazy.
Like, what? Who's even the money to do that? Even if you didn't go to EP. All right, yeah. Okay. Well, listen, best of luck if you're able to get the tickets. So, we're maybe having to think of who do you reckon is going to make the lineup? Have a think about it. 087-110-207. We are in both agreement that Sabrina Carpenter's got to be there.
Yeah, I think after her last two albums, like, it's a no-brainer. Yeah. They have to have Sabby C there.
I think so. Unless she gets too big. Is there an act too big for EP, though? Is there?
I do think there is. Well, I don't know. It depends. Like, Electric Picnic's fairly big itself, like.
It's outrageously large.
Yeah.
I put down Doechii as well. Not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not as, like, top headliner, but in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
John Summit and Fisher.
Yeah.
I think Fisher's been around a while, but I think he's had an amazing year, and his music and his act is really, really causing a stir, and people are really, really going on about it. So I think they're Somber.
Has to be. After his album as well.
Yeah. Alex Warren.
Maybe. Alex Warren. There's another one. Is it Miles Smith?
Miles Smith, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. I put down Post Malone as well.
I think Post Malone is so random, Cooper.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. I don't know why. Has he brought out a new album?
He's been doing a lot of country collabs as well.
He has. He has become a good little country bumpkin, but like, I don't know. I just feel like Post Malone's a bit crazy.
Irish-wise, Kingfisher. I know they were there this year, but I think they're going to be even higher up on the headline list. Amble as well. We're both in agreement. C-Matt.
Oh, C-Matt needs to be a headliner.
Yeah, headliner, definitely. Khaki Kid, who was there this year, but we reckon that he's going to be absolutely even bigger next year. So,
yeah.
Any more that you'd like to add to the list?
I feel like I had some in my head. Well, I just said a couple of minutes ago, Kneecap, I think. Obviously, they were on the main stage this year, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm. I think they'll move higher up as well.
You mentioned to be Olivia Dean.
Yeah, because she has Man I Need and all that. All of those couple of songs have gone viral in recent times, perhaps.
Absolutely.
She'll be there.
Well, only 8.5 minutes to go.
No,
9.5 minutes to go. And they're obviously not going to announce the full lineup, but hopefully we'll find out soon. I reckon we put these in an envelope and put them in somewhere safe. And then when the announcement is made, we'll be able to say how wrong we were.
100%.
I've never been able to do it.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Wednesdays on the show is Wind Up Wednesdays, and even though Una wasn't here, she left us an absolute beautiful one. Check it out.
Una isn't in today, but she has left us a little present, and that is in the form of a prank call for Wind Up Wednesdays. Have a think about this, because if you would like to get somebody wound up from Una on a prank call, if you think somebody I know who would be brilliant at this, let us know. Send us a WhatsApp 087-110-207, because we do have a treat for you, and the person who does get the call, we will give you an iRadio goodie bag. Well, today's was nominated by Susan, who's Nicola's best friend, and they're going on a spa break. So take it to Una to take it to a different level when giving this prank a proper go. Check it out.
Hello.
Hi, is this Nicola McAllister?
It is.
Hi, Nicola. My name is Marina Higgins. I'm calling from the hotel and spa resort. We're all really looking forward to welcoming you this weekend. There's just a couple of bits of paperwork we prefer to get done over the phone, so you can completely immerse yourself in the relaxation centre.
Sounds good. I'm very excited about it.
First things first, and I hate to ask, have you any known verrucas on your person? They usually occur on the feet and they're highly contagious.
No, I don't.
Don't be shy, Nicola. There's no problem at all if you do, because we actually have a verruca removing machine, so if you need to use it, don't be shy.
Okay, thank you.
We will actually be having someone check your feet when you come in, if you want to give them a wash beforehand or anything like that. Yeah. Now, I'm afraid only going to be a limited number of treatments available. There's a lot of staff taking holidays, Nicola, you know how it is. Have you booked in for a massage?
I have.
Just to make sure, you're okay with our masseuse Gunther standing on your back.
Not really. I don't know how big Gunther is. With a name like Gunther, it sounds like he's going to be a big man.
Gunther is a big man. He's a strong, powerful man. But I will say he has had great results. He, you know, it's a great release. He has magic feet and magic hands. What he can do in the bedroom, Nicola, my.
Oh my God.
Would highly recommend. But you'll have to sign a waiver beforehand just in case, you know, something happens. Okay. Remember that. We also, I just need to inform you about a new prolific treatment on offer, which is very popular at the moment. It's the espresso enema. So basically, where we give you a massive shot of coffee and it gets the guts flowing, you know, you poop loads, you feel re-energized after. You'll be like a new woman, Nicola. Everyone feels great after a good plop, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, 100%. I'll do that for sure.
Oh, amazing. I'm so glad. I'll sign you up, so, for a coffee enema. My mummy always used to say the world looks better after you've dropped the kids off at the pool. Would you not agree?
Absolutely.
And finally, can you please bring your Garda vet cert, Nicola?
My what?
We don't let any old riffraff in here, and we have become aware about the incident outside the Garda station where you were caught with your pants down and taking a wee.
Shoot. Is this really the Spa and Galway that I'm going to on Friday?
Well, you'd be right there, Nicola. No. This is Una from iRadio, and your bestie Susan put me up to this because she told me you were going to the Spa and Galway. So.
I'm a little flushed right now thinking of the poop.
Are you disappointed now that you're not actually going to have the coffee enema?
Just a little bit, because it would take you down a dress size, but I'm a little more disappointed not to be beaten Gunther.
Oh my God. All right. If you'd like to get Una to wind up a friend, family member, somebody you work with, you know what to do. Send us a WhatsApp 087 110 207, and we'll be in touch.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Just after 9 o'clock on the show, we play a game. It's called Truth or Trash. And we have so much fun trying to convince each other that our facts are 100% true. Try and prove it otherwise, unless you actually know that we are talking BS. Here you go.
Truth or Trash. It's a game where we have facts and they will be told on Irene.
Good.
Yeah.
It was good. That was good.
It's never good.
Why did you
not? It's always good.
You should have kept it going.
Okay. Commit. It's okay.
Believe in yourself.
It's better when you commit.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe someday I'll nail a song for Truth or Trash and it'll become a hit and I'll be headlining Electric Picnic.
Oh my God. Maybe someday we'll be hearing Truth or Trash.
It's a game that you got to play.
Yeah, love it.
Headlining Picnic all day. Yay.
By the way, I haven't been able to get tickets as they've gone on sale. That's what I've been distracted about. But let's play Truth or Trash. Donald, can you please give us your facts?
Yes, my fact. I'm a fan of Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman, the actor, used to be a clown. Parties and stuff.
Is that your fact?
Yes.
Oh. That's too specific for it not to be true.
No. It's also just a name and a word.
What was his clown name?
Yeah.
I don't know his clown name.
And what
does every clown have a name? Yeah, he did birthday parties and things. Yeah.
Every official clown has a name, and they have a particular makeup. You can't use the same makeup as another clown. They're all copyrights.
Yeah. Don the Clown University.
Copyright makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, do you remember there's a band from back in, like, your nana's day called
Kiss.
Yeah. All their makeup is literally trademarked.
No way, is it?
Yeah, because...
So no other rock group could use that.
No, they can't. And that's why when Robbie Williams did, I think it was it Rock TJ, the video, he had his face done and they had to make sure it didn't...
Or he'd be sued.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's wild.
Yeah, is that my truth or trash? I'm going to say true with yours. And I'm locking it in that Hugh Jackman. Oh yeah.
Okay.
And do you know the Jack? He said, "Didn't even know." Sorry, I had the wrong buttons.
Wait, Cooper.
There you go.
How did that happen?
Today is just... Do you know what? There's rain. There's rain in
there's
my brain.
There's rain, yeah. It's giving September and autumn, yeah.
I'm saying real. True.
You're saying true. Hello, what are you saying?
I think I'm going to say trash.
Okay, lock it in.
Locking it in. It is true. Before Hugh Jackman became famous, he worked briefly as a party clown in Australia. No name specified, Cooper.
Okay. And I literally did say, I was like, that's very specific. It must be true. But I was just going opposite to you.
Yeah. You ever been a clown? You ever done clown work?
No, I can't say I've done clown work.
I've done clown work.
Yeah, okay. Anyone who willingly chooses to be a clown.
That's got Cooper red all over.
That's just crazy behaviour.
Big money in it, lads. Big money.
You probably don't have to act too much. Just put the costume on and be yourself.
Yeah, have a bucket
and
of
call
confetti.
It a day.
Oh, yeah.
A bucket of confetti.
What was your clown name?
I'm not allowed to say.
Copyright.
Yeah. All right, my fact. Irish wildlife officials have been quietly studying the feasibility of reintroducing wolves to the Wicklow Mountains in a way of controlling the deer populations. So they are looking at reintroducing wolves to Ireland, which haven't been here for thousands of years. In 2027, I think, is the date that they mentioned, and that's my fact.
I'm going to say true, because I actually do think there is an issue with deer.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And bear in mind, I've only ever seen... Well, no, I've seen deer before, but driving up and down here, I've seen two deer, and I thought that was really cool. Yeah. But it was also too many.
There was a family of four on the N52 on Saturday night. And I was like, oh, they got out of the castle in Tullamore.
I know them.
Do you know them?
I know those guys.
Bambi, Hamby and Shambi, yeah.
That's them.
Yeah. It's wild. I love deer. Also, I just think wildlife is really cool, like wolves and stuff. And circle of life, I'm going to say it's true.
But what's the difficulty in having too many deer? Like, what's the issue?
Yeah, what's
if you know
it?
What I mean?
It destroys farmland and obviously causes, because we're now driving in their kind of like places, like roads, there's more accidents and stuff. So, but yeah, no, they can destroy farmland, and which is needed.
I wouldn't think they'd reintroduce wolves is my thing on it, so I'm going to say trash.
You're locking that in?
I'm locking.
No, they're not reintroducing wolves.
Oh,
no.
Lousy.
Could you imagine? You wouldn't be able to walk through the forest without having this...
A lot more dangerous than deer would be. Yeah.
That would be so cool, though. It'd be so twilight, especially this time of year.
Have you stood next to a wolf
before they rip your throat out,
Ella? No, I've never stood next
to
a wolf.
You're 6'5", right?
Yeah.
A wolf is up to your waist. It's huge. It's not more. They're huge.
And they're powerful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to see one though, like right up close.
Right before you die.
By the way, full disclosure: Ella's not 6'4".
Yeah, I'm. What am I? 5'9"?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
I'm tall for a lady.
I'm 5'10". I think you're about the same size.
Yeah.
I thought you were taller, but it's just
maybe I think you could be an inch taller, maybe.
Well, when I have my boots on, I might be fat. I might be.
And you've lifters inside your boots as well, don't you?
No, I don't.
Brilliant.
Anyway,
Ella, what have you got for us?
Okay, so I was at Electric Picnic at the weekend.
Trash.
And Fatboy Slim played.
He did.
I was levitating for the whole thing. He was outrageous. Fatboy Slim, I know you're listening to this show. You are unreal. Anyway,
on Norman.
He was celebrating his 20th anniversary from the first time we played at Electric Picnic. That's my fact. Mm. 20 years on. Celebrating 20 years later, playing at Electric Picnic.
Would he not have played in between?
He could have.
Oh, right. Yeah, since his first.
Since his first time, he darkened the gates of Strad Valley and
Cooper would know this more than me.
He was meant to play in the Salty Dog afterwards.
Yeah, he couldn't do it because of people got hold of the information he was there.
Yeah.
And he got mobbed.
Yeah, after his set, he was meant to do like a rave in the woods.
No way.
Too many people found out about it, so they had to cancel it.
Yeah.
I never found out about that.
Yeah.
Fatboy Slim, you were so late. was he celebrating or not?
I don't think he was. Although he could be. I don't know. I'm going to say
just
trash.
Don't come on.
I'm going to say trash.
You just said lock it in.
Yeah.
I'm saying trash as well because EP isn't 20 years old.
Oh, that's a good
one. And I'm locking it in.
Guys.
Yeah.
You're both wrong.
What?
The first Electric Picnic was in 2004. And in 2005, Fatboy Slim was one of the headliners.
Oh! It's
20
years old.
Yeah, it's 21 years old now. First one, 2004.
Yeah, there was a post I saw yesterday. It was about the first one and videos from it. And I was like, oh, right, okay, that looks more than 20 years ago.
Fatboy Slim was at Electric Picnic from the 3rd to 4th of September in 2005.
So,
wow, that's a good fact.
So Oxygen crossed over with EP then?
Well, perhaps, yeah. According to this, Festival Summer. And how funny is this? EP is now holds 80,000 people and the attendance in 2005 was 10,000.
Oh, yeah.
It's mad how big it just grew.
And it was 70,000 in 23.
Yeah.
75 last year, 80 this year, yeah.
That's mad. Aren't you all great with your numbers?
That's a great fact. I thought that was a good fact.
Well done. And I think he did his 100th or 1,000th DJ set at Glastonbury or something like that. It was either his 100th or his 1,000th.
I'm 1,000
probably is more accurate.
Could be 10th. I don't know.
Yeah. Everybody
looking like stars. Want even more banter? Set your alarm or just subscribe. Either way, you're sorted.
This is I'm Rings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Before we got out of the show, I revealed something that I did yesterday, and even I was shocked that I did it, and I wasn't happy that I had to do it. What was it that I had to do? And did you do the same thing? I think a lot of people may have.
Ella's in for Una this morning. And do you know what? I'm going to say it to you because I have a funny feeling Una would react the same way as you would. So last night, after I got back from football training with Max, there was something in the air last night. I think it was the first time that it felt a little bit touch autumnal.
Yes.
And there had been a good bit of rain, especially over the weekend and the couple of days leading up to the weekend. And our house is particularly old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a sponge. It absorbs the moisture. It's just like, oh, hello. Come on into here. That's what my house does.
Okay.
A welcome.
Sounds welcoming.
And I went home last night and I said, Lisa, I think I'm going to switch on the old heating there.
Oh my God, finally. Guys, if you don't know, I'm constantly freezing my bleeps off in work because some people, i.e. Cooper and Scally, love to keep the conditions on minus 100 degrees.
Yeah.
I don't like to fall asleep at work. And if it's too warm, I'm going snoozies.
But I don't want to die of hypothermia at work.
You have it like a sauna,
it's
Ella.
It's 20 degrees in this studio right now, and that's perfect temperature. It means that the equipment stays at the right temperature so it doesn't overheat and we go off air, and then we all get in trouble because you've turned the heat up too high.
Yeah, and I'm sat here in a leather jacket trying to keep warm. I'm literally sat here. If you could see me right now, guys, I'm a leather jacket and a blue cast on my thumb. Yeah. I am frozen.
Who does the same thing with a big coat, one of her 50?
Yeah.
Oh, we have the biggest arguments over the heating, but you will be happy to know that I literally only boosted it for an hour.
It was just an hour.
Just to take the chill. It was. Yeah. Because I was literally sat there, because I had a shower and just got into shorts and a t-shirt. And I was sitting there in the heat for the hour in shorts and a t-shirt just to take the chill out of the air.
Yeah. I just love cozy season. Like, I'm actually obsessed with the fact that it's miserable outside. I can't wait to like finish work, go home, literally get into pajamas and drink tea all day and watch a horror movie. Do you know what I mean? Like, I love this time of year.
Summer's too hot for me. This is just right for me. But I'm in a really old house like you. It's hundreds of years old and it does contain the cool air, but I quite like that because it gets roasting in the summer.
Yeah, and I don't like to have it too warm in there either, just because ghosts like it warm. Do you know what I mean?
Now, to be fair though, I do think I would rather to be too cold than too hot.
Yeah.
Because sweating is quite uncomfortable. But I am constantly freezing here. So where do we draw the line?
20 degrees, and that's agreed. All in favour say aye. Aye.
No.
And it's excellent grand orange.
Normalise booing.
I mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Jumpstart your morning.
Anytime you want.
I think we should be able to just lock it down. The 20 degrees is the perfect temperature to have. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. Listen to the show live 6 till 10 a.m. Monday to Friday. Thank you for following, downloading, sending it to your friends. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.